Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook, the Trust Corpus. This audio file is brought to you by WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. For private entertainment use only. The information presented in this audio file is published with the understanding that the author and publisher, jointly and severally, are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. All decisions made based on the following material are ultimately done at the sole discretion of the listener. Author and publisher, jointly and severally, assume no liability whatsoever. Visit WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodeal title of property. The Trust Corpus. The corpus is the body of the trust, i.e., the property being held in trust for the beneficiaries, the very subject matter of the declaration. It should be noted that virtually anything may be held in trust. See footnote 26. However, there are certain things which, given their innate traits recognized in law, make for better subject matter, so to speak. Initially, the legal minds who perfected the express trust in America did so to accommodate for the great obstacles in procuring special charters for corporations intended to deal in real estate, which trusts eventually came to be known as the Massachusetts Land Trusts. It was when those individuals came to realize the immense benefits of employing the trusts for the purpose of holding land that they eventually expanded their utility to include the holding of personal property. These eventually came to be known as the Massachusetts Electric Companies. As an aside, when considering the presently hostile official attitude toward non-statutory trusts, what is interesting to note is that much of the express trust's perfection is attributed to Attorney General and later United States Secretary of State Richard Olney, see footnote 27, but the fact that the express trusts were initially primarily utilized for purposes of holding and handling real estate is very significant, especially to our present situation. The significance derives, in pertinent part, from the integral relationship between the law and the land. It is a fundamental principle of law that the land and the law go hand in hand, and, in America, without the 14th Amendment, the law of the land is the Constitution with its common law principles and its substance of gold and silver. See footnote 28, referred to in this sense, precious metals are regarded in law as portable land. The basic principle of law holds that land includes everything of value extracted from it, and without getting too deep into the operation of common law, it is this principle regarding the relationship of land and law which, by its operation, threw up an obstacle to corporate real estate ownership. In order to charter a statutory civil law entity to handle the substance of the common law, land, special, if not extraordinary, legal circumstances must exist. These circumstances did not exist prior to the post-Erie federal common law, see footnote 29, whose imposition was made possible by loss of the gold standard, the substance of the law, in 1933. See footnote 30. A statutory entity is inherently accountable to courts of civil, legislative, jurisdiction, deriving subject matter jurisdiction from the corporate charter, over which the legislature holds in rem jurisdiction as well by way of possession of the charter documents themselves. Whereas, an express trust is obviously inherently accountable to courts of common law and equity, see footnote 31, deriving subject matter jurisdiction from the trust instrument and corpus. As logic follows, in rem jurisdiction remains with the trustee at all times unless the trust instrument and corpus are surrendered to a third party voluntarily. In rem jurisdiction, i.e., actual possession, is the key. This brings us to today. In the jurisdiction of the 14th Amendment United States Public Trust, precious metal, the substance of the common law, is legally merely a commodity. Back in the Republic, however, it remains the staple for payment of debts, see footnote 32, though surface gold and silver are in considerably lesser quantity and without a fixed standard upon which to be traded. The express trust under the common law, holding real estate, silver or gold, is holding the very substance of the law under which it was created, thus ensuring that bond between law and land, and the powers and guarantees that come with it. See footnote 33. Footnote 26. The thing held in trust is referred to as the trust res, the subject matter of the trust. Footnote 30. See House Joint Resolution 192 of June 5, 1933, Pub. L. 73-10. Prior to that, silver had already been demonetized, in practice but not in fact, by the Coinage Act of 1873, commonly referred to as the Crime of 73, which, it is blatantly obvious, would have been unconstitutional if done in fact. It is said to have been a tactic of Congress to place in the public mind the perception of the currency as being solely backed by gold, presumably for the purpose of the eventual passing of H.J. Res. 192, which Congress knew would affect a removal of the substance of law. Silver was later withdrawn from circulation in certain coins by the Coinage Act of 1964 and was removed entirely by amendment to the Coinage Act of 1964 by the Bank Holding Company Act of 1970. Then, all silver-backed certificates were discontinued in 1972. 31. It should be noted that though the express trust is created under common law, it is not a creature of the common law as distinguished from equity, but rather, it is created under common law of contracts and not dependent upon any statutes. Equity supplements the common law. See generally Schumann J&K v. Folsom, 328, Ill. 321. And though the trust may bring an action in admiralty, it is not inherently accountable to that jurisdiction. This audio file was brought to you by Weiss Concise TrusteeHandbook.com. Visit Weiss Concise TrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining allodial title of property.